Real Estate Podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Frank Array, here with my co-host, Desiree Solis. What's up, Des? What's happening?
Hi, how's it going?
Good. You know, doing good, doing good. Market's still kind of interesting out there, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely interesting. Interesting's being nice. It's a little wonky. It's a little different. It's
I, you know what I want to do? Now, if you're just listening to us, we'll do our best to verbally describe what we're looking at. But if you're on YouTube and you're watching us there, you'll be able to see what we're talking about. I'm gonna share a screen real quick. I'm gonna share my screen, and we've got here it's a data source. Here it's called Real Estate Listings and Market Reports, but this is real time data being pulled from across the country from like CoreLogic. If you're familiar with that, right? They have like all the data on real estate in the whole world. And put in here, this is Los Banos.
Yeah, Los Banos.
Oh, Los Banos. I didn't say it right. Sorry.
Los Banos. You can say it.
I'm like Banyo. You know what I mean? Like
Los Banos.
Yeah, the bathroom, you know?
So anyway,
here we are. And so in here, I think you and I both wanted to talk about this because it seems like we're a broken record, doesn't it, Des? Like we're saying,
yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Buy now. We keep saying, do something now. And I just wanted to point out here that on this chart, now, if you're not seeing it, one of the things that we have here is average days on the market and median days on the market. And let's look at this. So today in Los Banos, said it right, right? The average days on the market is 52. Okay.
Yes.
But the median days on the market is 21. And I think it's smarter to go by median than average because
I do too.
Yeah. So that really just shows us that. And to give you some perspective, on January 19th, the median days on the market in Los Banos was 56, right? So February, yes. March, we're not even 60 days down the road and we're down to 21. Des, tell us what you're seeing out there. Are you seeing things move quicker than they have been? Are you seeing multiple offers or what's going on?
We're not seeing multiple, but we're seeing offers come in. And they are coming quickly, even on our higher priced homes.
Oh yeah.
And they're actually coming in over. People are afraid they're gonna lose them. Even new construction on the releases, they are getting they're selling out and they are releasing new properties. So we are seeing a turn. There's a lot more activity, especially, you know, with getting pre-approvals, people are calling, asking questions, but everyone still is stuck on interest rates and trying to explain to them. I mean, looking at the median list price, pricing has gone up and we're going to continue to see that. And when these rates drop, the pricing is still going to go up. Hopefully it flatlines and stays where it's at, but you're going to miss it. And, you know, it's definitely frustrating when, you know, we keep saying this and no one believes us.
I know.
The data shows it.
It's right
the
there.
The data shows it. And it's happening.
What you're hearing too is kind of the resistance is the rates though, right? That's what people are tripping on right now. It's just the rate.
Yeah. That seems to be what they're tripping on for sure. But I mean, the way is to make it work and, you know, if we see the rates drop and when they do drop, pricing is going to go up, they're not going to be able to refi. It's better to just, like we've said over and over again, date the rate, marry the home price or however.
Marry the home, date the rate. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Definitely something I'm seeing. It's just fear and everyone's like, oh no, it's going to crash. I mean, right here, statistically, it's showing that the market is not going to crash. I don't know why that's like embedded in people.
You know, one of the things I do, Des, is I am kind of a real estate and market news junkie, you know, because it's been kind of part of my career. You know, I've been doing this for 36 years. And a big part of my career was I reported professionally on the market for 15, 16 years. And so I can't shake that out of me. Right. I still dive in and I still look. And when you see the headlines, it's going to crash, it's going to crash and crash. Man, 9 out of 10 times, these are not credible sources that are saying that. They're just They're people with clickbait. They're people trying to get, you know, it's just hysterics that people are doing. When you look at the more credible reporting sources, they're kind of going, no, it's kind of looking like it's going to be okay. Might see a little cooling, but then it's probably going to be, you know, increased home prices again and rates falling. And that's what the prognostication is. Hey, let's check Hollister. What's the zip code there?
95023. I hope. I think that's right.
We could type in Hollister too. There it is. All right. We got it right. Nailed it. Nailed it.
I got it.
All right. So look at this. Now Hollister, a little different. Looks like things are slowing down in Hollister. Isn't that interesting? Just how far is Hollister from Los Banos?
Like 30 minutes.
Like 30 minutes.
40 minutes. Yeah. And it's actually closer to the Bay Area. Like, just seeing all of this, because then I follow the Bay Area too, and nothing's lasting over there. They have like 30 people going through their homes. There's limited inventory. So their numbers are a little bit higher, but the price point compared to Los Banos is a lot higher as well.
That's what I was going to say.
And it's a commuter town. It's a commuter town as well. So people are commuting from Hollister paying what, $875 median price of the new listings, where Los Banos was what, $529. So both of those being commuter towns, that's probably the difference on why one has, you know, stuff lasting a little bit longer.
Indeed. That's exactly what I would think too. That's because, you know, we're looking at nearly $1 million homes here as the median. That's the median, right? So, you know, that's a lot of house to buy. And so those are definitely they're going to move a little bit slower, but we're heading into the spring. One thing I am noticing, though, in Hollister is it looks like not too big of a difference, but a tiny bit of an itty bit of a trend, possibly, of inventory kind of slipping away a little bit here, kind of shrinking a teeny tiny bit. So, you know, that could definitely mean something there as well. But I mean, I think the bottom line is just like you're saying, it's like, you know, I don't know, man. Waiting is risky. It's just risky. And I know rates might be a little higher, but
It is risky to wait. I mean, a lot of people waited in 2020 and 2021 to buy. They're like, no, it's not going to, you know, and they missed that boat, you know. Just my thing is if you can afford to buy a home right now and you want to buy a home, why aren't you buying a home?
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
You just got to, the other thing too is if, even if you are shell-shocked by the rate a little bit, man, their sellers are still helping people out with the 2-1 buy downs, you know, like they're saying, sure, I'll give you some money and then you can get your rate bought down. Right. I mean, we've been putting people in it, you know, in the fours and fives on buy downs for their first year, just depending on how it's structured. And so it does give you that reprieve for a year, you know, to watch the market where you could do a refinance and lock it up at a really low rate once the rates get there. So there's options. I guess that's what I'm trying to say is there's more that meets the eye and it's worth having a conversation. Agreed, Des?
I agree. I have a question for you.
Yep.
Now I know we have like the temporary buy downs and I know sometimes people just don't always feel comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Can they just buy down that rate permanently? Like, how much is it going to average cost them to buy down that rate as opposed to just doing a temporary buy down?
So
I know sometimes they get a little wishy-washy about that.
Yeah. So you're not going to get as much bang for your buck if you do a permanent buy down because the law limits how much a buyer can spend, whether it's coming from themselves or from the seller for a permanent buy down to permanently buy it down. There's limits on how much can actually be applied, right, to it. So it would limit, but we do this quite a bit. You know, we do it quite a bit, which is very common to have, you know, 3 points paid, right? 3% paid, and then get into the low sixes, you know, or high fives. We do that as a permanent buy down. But when you're going for the temporary buy down, that's a little different because now you've got a seller that's paying for interest basically. And you want to get, and the seller has to contribute this. The seller pays for interest. And then you can even stack discount points on top of that. So I'll give you a perfect example. We were working up a transaction just the other day, a jumbo deal, and we got a $766,000 first. And the seller, it was on like a $1.2 million property. So it's, you know, the seller was contributing quite a lot toward a credit that we could use. We actually were able to combine a permanent buy down, like paying discount points, with a 2-1 on top of that. So we wound up getting this first at like 4.65 for the first year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay. It went 4.65, 5.65, 6.65. So there was, that was a combination of the two. Things like that are possible.
Well, yeah, you have to get creative. In that situation, they can do a refi and they're not going to, when rates do permanently drop, and if they're still locked in on that 2-1, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's say you get 5.5. I'm just throwing numbers out there. And for the sake of compliance, these are all estimates. I'm not quoting APRs or anything like that. I just, you know, these are ballparks that you could get from a website somewhere or something like that. So, let's say you were able to get, 5.5, right? So you go 5.5, 6.5, 7.5. So you're worried about that 7.5. Right. You're worried about that coming your way 2 years down the road.
Yeah.
Well, 6-8 months from now, if rates fall to 5.5, then you can just refinance it to 5.5.
Good. They need to know. Like, they don't know. Unfortunately, a lot of our buyers aren't educated in this. And that is why we're here. We're trying to give them information.
Yeah. And just,
it's important to understand.
Have the conversation. Just got to have the conversation. Just got to explore your options. Because, I mean, what's the alternative? The alternative is you rent, you don't build any equity on your own, right? You're subject to rent increases. And boy, oh boy, they tend to do that, right? Rent increases. I mean, you're subject to that, whereas, I buy a house, I get a 30-year fixed rate loan. My payment's not going to change. It's my house. I'm building equity. Why not? I don't know. Anyways.
Well, and they're even subject to eviction notices because people are going to see the values and they're going to start selling. My son just got a renew his lease because they're going to sell the home.
Oh, so there you go. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah. You're all comfortable. Everything's cozy. You think you're just going to renew your lease and we're selling. You got to get out. Right. Exactly. And then you got to go find another place, which half the time isn't very easy either. Right.
No. And you got to pay to have your rental application process. No, it's a thing. That's why you can buy.
Just do it. All right, Des, if they want to buy, they want to give you a call. What's the number? How do they get to you?
It's 209-587-2259.
One more time.
209-587-2259.
Perfect. And you could always look up Desiree Solis down in the Central Valley. You'll find her. She's all over the place. She's very popular.
I'm all over the place.
She's very popular. you'll find her. She's the best down there. So just give her a call and she'll hook you up. And if it looks like you want to try and get pre-approved, she'll send you my way and I'll hook you up there. And so, there we go. Well, I think we're good to go. Do it, guys. Have the conversation. Give Des a call.
Yes, please give me a call. Let me help you out.
All right. We'll get out of here. Des, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you, Frank. You have a great day.
You too. And for the rest of you, we'll catch you here next time on the Buy and Sell Real Estate Podcast.